Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It today, we have the development director with Service Dogs for America out of Judd, North Dakota. Marty Douglas is joining us. And Marty, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Very exciting time for the Service Dogs for America. You have your upcoming Volunteer Day on Saturday, May 6th. We'll talk a little bit about that and what that includes. But for our listeners, Marty, who don't know what the Service Dogs for America do, do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure, I'd love to. Service Dogs for America, like you said, is located in Judd, North Dakota, and we primarily train and certify four types of service dogs. We have mobility dogs that assist with, often people with MS or people who use wheelchairs who need assistance getting around and getting daily tasks done. We also have emergency medical response dogs. They respond to seizures as well as type 1 diabetics. They can alert to emergencies, hopefully, as they occur and get help for those individuals. And we also right now are training a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder dogs to help people with the effects of PTSD, things like helping them feel more secure and safe going out and about in public, as well as just bringing them back to everyday life as it was before they acquired their PTSD.
Wonderful. So many different things that you guys do at the Service Dogs for America, based again out of Judd, North Dakota. Very exciting what you guys do. Lots of great work. And you guys are looking for a little bit of help coming up on Saturday, May 6th for the annual Volunteer Day. So what does this include?
Annual Volunteer Day is a blast. We have lots of people out. We have lots of projects going on for any age, any ability. We need help with walking the dogs, grooming the dogs. We've got painting to get done. We've got landscaping to do, and even a little bit of minor construction if you're a bit handier.
Ooh. Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of stuff to do out at the campus for Service Dogs for America. So Volunteer Day is being held for that reason, because there's lots of things to do, and it looks like this has been going on for quite some time too.
Yes, this is our 21st annual Volunteer Wow. Day, and we always get a lot of work done on that day and really appreciate the extra hands.
So kind of walk us through what people can expect, Marty. People show up to the campus on Saturday, May 6th at around 10 o'clock. What can people kind of expect?
Well, people can come at any time between that 10 a.m. Okay. to 5 p.m. window. They can come for a couple hours. They can come all day. Basically, you'll come and check in and let us know sort of what you are wanting to help with, and we'll get you set up with a project or a dog or something to do. We'll have food and snacks all day long, and at the end of the day, we have a very kind Lions Club, the Davenport Lions, who will be making their famous steak fondue and homemade potato chips for everyone.
Oh, man, if that doesn't get somebody out there, I don't know what would.
Exactly. That's what we are hoping.
Perfect. Development Director Marty Douglas with Service Dogs for America. Annual Volunteer Day coming up Saturday, May 6th, starting at 10, going till 5, but you can show up anytime in between there. It looks like you're also looking for some help in other areas as well, Marty, with dog toys and things like that.
Exactly. We've got a lot of dogs and they've got a lot of play. So any new dog toys, really the things we're looking for are those very durable ones like Kongs and Nylabone products are best.
Okay, perfect. I guess I didn't mean to jump the gun on that, because I mean, you do need help with Volunteer Day so people can come out, volunteer their time. I meant to ask, do people need to bring any drills or electrical items or anything like that when they come out to Volunteer Day?
If they've got it, sure. Please do. If you've got electrical experience, construction experience, and you got tools, bring them with you so that we've got enough for everyone to use and get things done.
Perfect. It's the old moniker, many hands make small work, and that's kind of what you guys are hoping with this.
Definitely.
Awesome. So again, Volunteer Day, May 6th. That's this Saturday, 10 to 5. Now, it looks here too, Marty, that you guys would like people to call or email to RSVP, because you'd like to know how many people are coming out, right?
Yes, that would be great. Although, of course, if you don't get to it still, you can still show up. But if they'd like to call, that'd be great. The number is 701-685-2242.
perfect. So call that number to get a hold of them. I guess the other big thing too, Marty, is what's the best way to get out to the campuses for the Service Dogs for America?
Well, we're south of Jamestown off 281. We're at 920 Short Street in Judd.
Okay, perfect. 920 Short Street in Judd, North Dakota. That's the place to go. Put it in your maps. Find your physical map or your phone or put it in there and get ready to go help on Saturday, May 6th. Marty, is there anything else you'd like to add about Service Dogs for America or about Annual Volunteer Day this weekend?
We just look forward to seeing everybody. It's a great time.
Wonderful. It sounds like it's a good time and a good time to get some work done. And it sounds like it's going to be gorgeous. So make sure you're ready to head out to the Annual Volunteer Day, Saturday, May 6th. Marty, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you so much.